Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And I have just been having a great time up in here. We should have the cameras rolling. And I just felt like a party. And I hope y'all don't mind and hope you shared some of that and got your body moving, because in this now moment, you got to be doing that which is definitely in your best interest, and doing that to increase your circulation, increase the flow of life force in your body is what you should be doing consistently over time. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. I am always in a place and space where it is my intention to support you in remembering how blessed you are and giving you more with each program in terms of that which inspires you to dig a little deeper, to reach a little higher, to think more, to think more, because these people are trying to make sure that you're thinking less, that you're mindless, that you're thoughtless, that you are less. And I'm saying, no, you should be striving to be your best. And that is absolute divinity. And we are in a place and space where we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. There is so much more than we can possibly fathom or imagine ahead of us, in front of us, immersed all around us. And as we are remembering that we are always immersed in the reality of the absolute and supreme intelligence and its presence, and that we are dwelling consciously in its presence as points of its presence, and being completely present in the now moment, and doing that which allows us to be vehicles and vessels of undistorted love, light, wisdom, and truth, to have the fluidity of a life currency and life force and hydration and oxygenation. Those are the things that we should be consistently applying ourselves to in terms of exalting a full life's urge to walk in the fullness of the integrity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We are immersed in being consistently reminded that there are so many ones who are taking responsibility to shape what other people think and what other people feel and what they are or are not able to do for themselves or in their own behalf, so that we have to really know that we have so much opportunity available to us in this now moment, because we are the beneficiaries of the love, the light, the realizations, the revelation, the epiphanies, the clarity, the gifts, the sacrifices, the ingenuity, the talent, the creativity, the offerings, and the labor, the services of so many ones who have gone before us, that there literally is nothing that we cannot accomplish once we put our minds to it, and once we realize how things really work. We're in a now moment that requires us to prioritize our priorities and put ourselves at the top of our own list. And it's not, it seems as though that would be something that we would not have to state, that that would be the case, but it's not often the case, because we have so many ones that we're concerned about, so many ones that we are here to take care of, or we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to care for those ones, our husbands, our wives, our children, our mothers, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, our family, those who are charged to us, our students. We have so many ones, and that's what we're here to do, is to give of ourselves, to be in service, just as life serves all of us. But when we are not doing that which is in our own best interest, and we allow all of these things to take a precedent over what we should be doing for ourselves, and after a while, we lose ourselves in it. And so many people have lost themselves in their marriages because they are so much involved in trying to please the next person, so much involved in working every day and trying to make sure that the bills are paid and make sure that the children have and the food is on the table and all of this. And I'm just saying is that we live in absolute reality, that there is law and there is order. And we have been socialized to be in a place where we are out of alignment with the law as well as the order. So we are experiencing, as a result of that, all manners of dis-ease, imbalances, fear, doubt, inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy. We're in a state of serious moral and ethical impoverishment. And so we have to make sure that we are doing that which is ours to do, because if we don't do it, it won't get done, particularly in terms of healing ourselves, correcting ourselves, doing that which ensures that we're truly living the life that we are really happy with and delighted with. And if we take the time, and taking the time to really be in a place where we are very decisive about what we're living for. And that's what I really want to just question you, you know, have you question yourself. What are you really living for at this particular point in your life? What really matters to you? Are you living the life that you really want to live? And what would be the difference if you're not? If money were no question for you, how would you spend your days? If you did not have to go and work for money to pay the bills, would you still be driving those trucks? Would you still go and labor and serve the people that you serve if there was no money involved in it? I mean, we have to really begin to check ourselves, because your life is your gift. So you should not be mindless or thoughtless about it. And to know that whatever it is that you really want and desire in your life, for your life, particularly when it is truly in your best interest, you should have it. You should be able to really do it. And that's part of the blessedness of being in a lawful universe that gives us the opportunity to have whatever it is we would care to think about. And knowing how to create is a part of what we have to remember that was taken from us, is that we're not necessarily creating consciously, but the law is still working. So when you look at what you have created, where you're living, what's around you, how you're living, are you in a place where you're peaceful? Do things come to you easily, readily? Is it everything a struggle for you? I'm just wanting you to get real serious about where you are, because, you know, you can listen to the news, you can listen to Democracy Now!, you can listen to all of the programs that WRFG has for you, and we're bringing you programming that you would not necessarily get anywhere else. But at the end of the day, what does that do for you? Does it make you a little bit more conscientious about how wicked these people are and all of the stuff that they're doing all around the world? You got more insight, you got more information about the racism that's not just against us as a dark, dark people, but the racism against everybody else. You understand? I'm just saying, European men have these few European men, Caucasians, white boys, whatever we want to call them, few ones that try to, that have given the rest of them such a bad name. And it's not really funny, because it's really sick. It is really sick to perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease and whatnot, as if it is your right and your authority to be killing folk. You know, and to realize that in a lawful order, in a lawful universe, is like, how can you really go about your day injecting people, inoculating, immunizing, bastardizing, usurping, incarcerating, you understand, stacking the deck against everybody, but you want to prosper? I'm just saying is that it really is not really a good vibe to be in a place where you really don't know how to really prosper. And you're doing everything bass-ackwards, everything, after all of this time. We just need to raise completely up. Everybody, every hue of people, from the blackest black to the lightest light, everybody needs to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified and renewed and realigned in the truth that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we are already in divinity. And we're all being warred against through the systemization of decadence, defamation, degradation, violation, miseducation, you know, all of this commercialization and sublimation and all of this stuff that goes on as day-to-day business and government and all of this to the detriment of not only the people, but the creatures as well as the planet. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that your personal power matters. And that's why I generally speak to what you can do in your own life to have leverage in a system that has run amok, that has gone so far off, you understand, so far out of alignment with the laws of life that they have the right to leave the planet at any given point in time. We can wake up and be thrust into the spirit worlds at any given point in time. That's how bass-ackwards it is in terms of serving and living to exalt sickness, illness, disease, and death, pharmaceuticals, medicines, surgeries, and whatnot. I mean, just saying, is that how could you as a doctor live with yourself knowing that you keep seeing the same person over and over again, and all you do is keep giving them more and more medication, or you are giving them more and more surgeries? And I'm just saying is that this is hideous. I talked to an elder the other day, and if you're listening, I sent you something in the mail, but my elder had 20 surgeries, 20 surgeries. And as I listened, I'm saying all of those surgeries, none of them were really necessary. All of them were as a result of our not knowing, her not knowing, her not being given what she needed to do in order to make the initial correction. And all it really was is the cleansing. And that's why we have to take ourselves seriously enough to realize that we should not be going up under the knife for everything. You know, you understand? Everybody wants to cut it out and cut this out and cut, take your organs and take your glands and cut this out. And I'm just saying is that the body is designed by the intelligence of existence you should trust. The intelligence of your being. And if you don't know, and you go to the doctors, and then the doctors don't know, then don't go to the doctors and have them cut up on you and they don't know. They haven't told you what created the situation. They don't know how to keep it from coming back. It's like, well, we can treat this, but there's no guarantee. There, you understand, you'll be on these medications all of your life. I mean, this is a real serious issue, because when you have so many ones who are moving into older age, maturity, becoming senior citizens and whatnot, and the body is going to react to all of the things that the person has been choosing all of this time. And that's why when people talk to me and I say, well, for 50 years, you've been doing everything that we've been taught to do. So for where we are now, you can't afford to drag your feet about changing your diet. You can't afford to take it slow, because it's been slow this entire time. All right. But the reality of it is knowing that if you have been feeding the way that we were taught to eat, in having oatmeal, breakfast cereals, cow's milk, bacon, eggs, sausage, grits, and all of this first thing in the morning with toast and poached this and boiled eggs and all. If you were brought up that way and you've been doing that for the last 45, 50 years, your body is already in trouble. All right. If you're still doing turkey sandwiches and fried fish and fish and potatoes and ground cow, I'm sorry, ground cow and spaghetti, we have to really get it that you really need to stop and get real serious about what are you living for? Because you're the only one who's going to be able to make the difference. These people would have no power and no authority in our life if we did what we were told to do in loving the Creator with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. In really applying ourselves, knocking, seeking, asking, and whatnot, as opposed to just following the blind, deaf, and the dumb. But we didn't know they was blind, deaf, and dumb. They dress up real nice and they head to courts and they, you know, they're the ones in the school systems. They're the ones in the hospitals. They're the ones setting it all up. You understand? These are their businesses. They're the ones who making the money from the bars and the alcohol and the tobacco and the beef and the pork and the chicken and the fish and the whatnot. And y'all just want to follow all these ones. I'm just saying they done led y'all straight into a hellacious situation with more sickness, more illness, more disease, and premature death. And we need to not participate with them and with it. But it's the foundation of the system of things. And we cannot walk in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we do not have the care to be in proper alignment with its intelligence and the intelligence of our own being, that which beats our heart and that which breathes us. And then the churches have socialized you into feeling that you're supposed to be sinful. You're supposed to be wrong. There's no reason for you to apply yourself towards being perfect because Jesus was the only perfect one. And you just need to call on Jesus. You don't have to live that life. And what's really hideous is that you have these ones who exalt the life of Jesus and they talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. But they wouldn't recognize Jesus now if Jesus slapped them in the face. They wouldn't recognize Jesus. They wouldn't recognize him. And they would ridicule, just like he was ridiculed before, if the story was a real story. But we know that the story was a story of another story. But the issue is that you have so many ones who will talk about this, the life of this person, but they would not recognize the life in person. They're so far out of alignment. And for them to be expecting somebody to come and then not heed, not listening, not caring to do the inner work of their own clearing and cleansing and consecration so that if there is to be a second coming, that they are fully able to participate with it as opposed to being in a place and space where you have not prepared yourself. So what is the point of the second coming? And exalting it if you're not consciously trying to live the life that is harmonious and reflective and exemplary of that life. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to understand that inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy undermine your integrity. And that there is no real success without integrity. So there are those who feel as though they're successful business people, they're successful entrepreneurs, they're successful this, that, and the other, but they built their success on lies. They built their success on bending the truth. They built their success on perpetuating that which was not real. So is there any real success? No, there really isn't. Because success in life is the success in being true to the truth of who you are. Not to fabricating all of these lies and making people think that the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, pesticide, herbicide, antibiotic, all of this stuff is food. And you ain't had a good meal if you're not eating garbage. But these are successful business people, successful advertisers, successful in going and laying foundation for a successful death. We cannot participate. If you believe, even if you don't believe, in that absolute and supreme intelligence that you refer to as God, then know that God is intelligent enough to not have put us here to be killing ourselves and supporting the killing, the violation, the annihilation of other ones. For countries to be involved in billion-dollar transactions in nuclear this and bombs and warfare to the detriment of their own populace is absolutely hideous. Why would you be all off into a nuclear arms race or whatever so that you all can have a standoff? Because that's all you're going to do is stand off. You could just stand down anyway. Get in harmony with life itself and the purposes of life itself. We were given intelligence and the ability to communicate so that we can work it out towards a win-win situation, doing that which is truly in the best interest of the whole. Why is that so difficult for people to get? But because they feed off of this garbage, because their blood is defiled with the alcohol and the tobacco and all of this, because they are serving their own interests and their own personal agendas, because they are so insecure and whatnot in terms of them thinking that their wealth and their money is power to the detriment of other ones, then these people are those who really do not need to be leadership. And if they are trying to lead, then know that they're leading you straight to hell. They cannot be trusted. And the hellaciousness is cancer and diabetes and amputations and having your thyroids and your glands and stuff cut out. If that's not hellacious, I'm not sure what is. You understand? You don't have to wait till you're dying when they're cutting you and you're not able to live in the fullness of who you are. Do you realize that all of these women who are having their wombs removed and then they're injecting you with other hormones from other beings, hormones from horses and whatnot, because now your womb has been removed so that your body is not functioning the way that it should. Your moods, your hormones and whatnot are not, you're not balanced. Your womb is your seat of creativity. Why should we be giving up our womb so easily? Well, I'm just tired of the pain. Well, you don't think that you're going to be in pain once they cut you open and you come off the drugs. You're not going to be in pain. You're still going to be in some pain. Well, at least I won't be in pain once a month. You may be in pain the entire month. And maybe just not bleeding. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that by virtue of there being absolute law and absolute order, that the healing that has and that can happen so that you are no longer on the high blood pressure medicine, you are no longer on the insulin, you are no longer having to take all these pharmaceuticals, you are healing yourself because you are facilitating the cleansing of your body temple by doing really simple things on a daily basis with a wholehearted desire and an absolute trust and faith in that which you all refer to as God, in claiming your life, in claiming your health, in claiming your wholeness, in claiming your healing, in activating and speaking your word, your truth, and being empowered by it. You have so much available to you now. There's no reason for you to be talking about, I got to be on these medications all of my life, unless you're just in a place where you have resigned yourself to being out of order, being disobedient unto the laws for the rest of your life. But once you make the commitment to the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, once you begin to prioritize your priority so that you are investing in doing that which is truly in your best interest, once you realize that you will never have anything greater than yourself, and this opportunity that we've been given to live in this now moment is so that we are able to truly develop the strength of will, intention, and character that properly realigns us in the truth of that which we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is female, male, both, and neither. Every being is a point of its own intelligence. Every being has purpose in being. And none of these beings were purposed by the intelligence of existence to rot and decay and decompose in our intestines, polluting our body temples. That is not the purpose of any of these beings, any of these creatures. And to make multi-trillion-dollar business on the violation of the body temples and undermining the cellular functioning of everybody from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, is enough to sink the whole of humanity and humankind. We're in a place and space where we have to know that men who are out of alignment with the purposes of existence, men who place money and war and bombs and violence above their duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the foundation of the security and providing for women and children and the harmony of our global community, those ones are not the ones you need to be paying attention to. You need to be paying and giving your complete attention to the intelligence that beats your heart and that breathes you, and recommitting every atom and every cell of your being to being whole so that you are able to stand in the light of its truth, glorifying and honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent, and being able to give your gifts and rise forward, particularly where you care. To be a healing force within your families, within your communities, within this country, and unto the world itself. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour. I am in consistent prayer that you are applying and receiving more inspiration, motivation, and you are fully involved in the consistent commitment and recommitment and commitment and recommitment to your clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, and being in the fullness of all that you are as a conscious immortal, for that's what this programming is always about. I am the one who cares to give us more opportunity to realize that there is a real eye that sees through every eye, and that eye is the eye of the intelligence of existence. That eye sees as every eye sees, and it exalts a full life's urge. We are in a place and space where we really are beholding unto that which is everywhere, that which lies beyond what we see, that which animates everything and everybody. And we are in this now moment having to do that which is truly in our own best interest, in caring to be completely realigned in the integrity of the laws that govern us, so that we are able to access the greatness of who we are and meet the challenges of rising in this now moment, as we are having to really qualify ourselves for continuance in existence after being under a world-conquering rampage, to make sure that everybody is divided and conquered within themselves, that we are in a place and space where there are those who have acted and put themselves forward as if they are the authorities, as if you are really obligated to following them. And I'm the one to remind you that you have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to follow those who are liars and murderers and thieves, those who perpetuate the foolishness as if that was what you have to deal with. And we see so much foolishness. We see so much of that which undermines the integrity of the divinity of that which we each are, that which all is, so that we have those who feel as though they are already in hell because of where they dwell upon the earth, that they are going to die and go be with God, but God is not present where they are. We're in a place and space where we have seen and are seeing how much sickness, illness, and disease is all pervasive, as if that were supposed to be the destiny and fate of us. That everybody that has a beating heart, everyone that breathes, should fall ill to some malady of heart attack and stroke and cancer and whatnot. Now they have gotten so bold that they project that 90% of everybody will have cancer within 20 years. I mean, they are projecting because they are creating. They have an agenda. And when I say they, I'm talking about those who are under the religious dogma and indoctrination of the churches that all go back to the Vatican, all lead back to Rome, that they have taken responsibility to lead the whole world astray under the politics and the church and the miseducation and all of the institutions that you have been socialized to have take stock in and have been influenced by. It is all a part of that satanic energy of divisiveness and separation and defilement and whatnot, which is why we have so many ones who are clothed under them in their black robes, whether it's the preachers or whether it's the judges and whatnot. They're all dressed alike in the sense, and they are all the perpetuators of that which is the rules and games of agreement of the world churches. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that we are completely suspended in that which you all refer to as space, which I refer to as the presence of the absolute. we're in a now moment where we need to realize that all of the scriptures, all of the ancients, everybody is talking about the principalities that are present within this intergalactic reality that we're moving through space, that we're talking about worlds and realms and planets. And these people have put you in a position where you are looking at personalities. They've taught you to worship men. When we are upheld by that which is so far beyond man and mankind, that we should be beholding to the forces of existence. We should honor them. We should reverence and worship that which animates absolutely everything and everybody. And they've taught you to disrespect it, to not acknowledge it, but then to continue to be recanting these stories about men. And then they build monuments to the men that they worship. Seal their image in bronze and plaster and concrete and whatnot. The great conquerors, the great misleaders. While you are supported in anesthetizing and inebriating and intoxicating yourself so that you miss your own greatness, that you are not able to tap the greatness that is already yours by virtue of the gifts that you've been given through your own DNA. We're in a now moment that requires us to really exalt that which is light in being in love with life and the intelligence of life, and to realize that you were given one life and it is an eternal life. And we have been taught to be glib about having to die from something. We've been taught to feel as though we're supposed to get old and we're supposed to become decrepit, and sickness, illness, and disease is what you're supposed to come into. And I'm telling you that that is the lie, that that is the path of death, because of the deceivers that have put themselves forward, and that they are the profiteers of all of the corporate entities and deities that are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. The meat industry, the dairy industry, the chicken industry, the sea creature industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, and all of those that are fast food and artificial colors and artificial flavors and whatnot, that we have to take full responsibility for coming to that point and place where we exalt a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves or our cells, that we are so enthusiastic about the gift of life that we honor the right of all beings to have their lives, and we will no longer work on behalf of those companies that are the perpetuators of all of this garbage that they refer to as food, and feel as though in order to celebrate, in order to really party, in order to have a good time, you have to bring forward the flesh of dead animals and the alcohol and the tobacco and all of this. And this is where we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled into thinking that killing ourselves is delight. We live for that. We enjoy that. We can't wait for the holidays, so that we can pig out and be gluttonous and be in a place of defiling our body temples. And this is what we really have to realize in terms of the traditions. And you have those who talk about, oh, well, you know, paganism this and paganism that. And those who have established themselves as Christianity and Islam were the ones who turned you all against what was called pagan. Pagan only refers to those who reverenced and worshiped the natural order, the seasons and the forces of life itself. And they have put us in a vibration where we feel as though that was darkness. And that now you're in light, now that you worship dead men, now that you worship books more than you worship and reverence the very life force of your own being. We're in a place and space now where we really need to care to be completely immersed in absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. For you get what you ask for, and the doctrines and the indoctrination under the religions have not been sufficient to give us a proper orientation as to what we are supposed to be doing in this life and what we're supposed to be be doing in this life, is exalting life, is living fully, loving, being, and unfolding in the fullness of who we are and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And when our education and our religious training and our socialization does not support us in being in harmony with the will of existence and the ways that govern our continuance in existence, then those are the things that we need to release and let go of. Because they have taught you all to love being out of alignment with the order of rightness and righteousness and light. And then you want to exalt the life of somebody named Jesus. But if Jesus were to manifest in the form of a man, you would ridicule him. What, you don't want to get high? What, man, you don't want to hit that? You understand all of the things that you all exalt in terms of the right to be wicked. Jesus would not be participating in it. And the message probably wouldn't be much different from the message that I'm giving you in terms of you taking to heart your own degrees of accountability and responsibility to your Creator to be cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are able to regain and walk in the integrity of your own authenticity and remember who you are as a son or a daughter of that absolute and supreme intelligence that you refer to as God. And you cannot do that while you relish and rejoice in your ability and your supposed right to be out of alignment, to spew yourself and dissipate your life force, to be gluttonous, to be sinful, to be in a place and space where you are working on behalf of the satanic forces of government and religion and military and police force and all of that, to be the enforcers of the legalities and the statutes of those who are the murderers, liars, and thieves. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that what you do on a daily basis matters in terms of what it is you're creating for yourself. You are the God or goddess that dwells in that temple. And in order for you to truly be in a place and space where you are honoring that which you refer to as God, then you really have to be honoring the order of cleanliness that should be charged in the very fibers of your own being, for this is how you are restored and realigned. You cannot just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and not consciously be creating a bloodstream that allows you to be realigned and harmonized in the consciousness of a Christed being, one who understands and knows of a surety the oneness that he and she is with that which you refer to as God, which is the intelligence of existence, that which is the light of the realms, and that light that is the light and of the world, that light that is the maintainer and the sustainer of us. That is what is brilliant in the skies. It's in the skies. It says it shall come with the clouds. The sun is already there. It has been there, and you all ignore it and then want to exalt the life of a man. And there's no way that one man could be the light of a whole world and realm. And then you have the light of the realm and you don't acknowledge it. And you dissipate yourself, you spew yourself, you poison yourself and your children, and then go to these places that have been commissioned and licensed and degreed by those who are the practitioners of Satanism, limitation, blockage, obstruction, those who want to make sure that you are not walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authority as this point of the absolute and supreme intelligence. Because if you were to do that, there would be no need for $1 million structures of brick and mortar where you go to for worship, when you are always dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence. There's no need for physical churches when your body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God, that you are animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have been gifted to the earth through the wombs of our mother's spark by the divine energy of our fathers, and we are to leave the earth as living beings, not as dead people, but the prevailing thought and agenda of those institutions that have taken responsibility to misguide you, to miseducate you, to mislead you and whatnot, is to have you believing in your right to be wrong, having you believe in your right to be mistaken, having you believe that you're supposed to work and make money and you can do anything and make money as long as you're paying your bills. You can serve the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. You can work on behalf of the prison industrial complex and the military and all of those ones who are not honoring the laws of existence itself, nor are they teaching and supporting those who come under them in being in a place of vivid self-representation as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that we have been socialized by these folk who are practicing the devilish ways themselves of the divisiveness. It's not a little being with little horns or whatever, but it is the practice of those who feel entitled to enslave. They feel entitled to kill. They feel entitled to generate money through war. And they have been keeping wars going on the planet for as long as any of us can remember. And it's all sanctioned and approved of by the churches and by the Vatican. And we have to realize that the ways of mankind is not the way of God. But you all don't have the faith in God and his ways, that you will serve the ways of man and mankind, that you feel entitled to be sinful, to be wrong, to be out of alignment, to be toxic and whatnot. Some of you, particularly the brothers, the men, those who care to be referred to and called men, don't feel as though you are a real man unless you're toxic. You want to smoke and drink and get high and and just be out of order. You like that. They've taught you to love that. You understand that is what puts you in a position where you are not successful in walking in the integrity of your righteousness, is because you are choosing to be out of alignment by choosing that which defiles your blood. We're in a now moment that we have to realize that you can go to church all day and all night, every day, all of your life. And as long as you continue to defile your blood, then you are going to miss the refuge, the grace, and the protection that you should have because you are applying yourself or think that you're applying yourself to that which is the Word of God. But to have the Word that is printed on pages while you are creating blockage and obstruction from your inner faculty so that you are not able to be in alignment and attunement with the forces of existence itself, and that you are not allowing yourself to take the time to be in a harmonious place and space with the elements of life itself, that you are doing that which brings greater obstruction and blockage within your own being. And the defilement of your blood is going to facilitate the bad judgment, the inability to truly process and to think well. You understand, if everybody was thinking well, then we would not have all of this incarceration, all of this warfare and all of that, if everybody was thinking. You understand, thinking is what you have been given, the capacity to think is that which aligns you with your creator. You can't just pray and not think. Thinking is the gift that we've been given as intelligences of existence, that which allows us to come to know. You can't take in information, you can't read, you can't study, you can't process the information if you're not thinking. And that's how we miss so much, because we have not understood how to optimize and maximize our capacity to function as intelligences of existence, and to understand that intelligence itself is supreme. Not whiteness, not religion, not blackness, not the hue of you, but the essence of all is supreme. We're in a now moment that requires us to get to the essence of ourselves, that which is spirit, that which is light, that which is water, that which is fire, that which is earth. We are all that is outside of us is in us, and we are absolutely immersed in the reality of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is existence itself. We are these points of the presence of that which you refer to as God. And you are here to develop the character and the virtues through godliness that align you in your power and reestablish your identity as those who are godly, the children of God. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the truth of that which we truly are. Regardless of our hues, regardless of our education, regardless of our situations and circumstances, we are each animated by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolute and supreme. It is beginningless and endless. It is infinite and eternal. It is that intelligence that has the world in rotation and spinning with all of these other planets. And we are moving through the cosmic, for we each and all are citizens of the cosmic, and the cosmic is infinite and eternal, ever expanding, ever growing. We should not be dying. Death is the lie. Death is the trick. The sickness, the illness, and disease that is manifesting because of the failure to attune and attend to that which is the truth and the light and the way that is right in realigning with the forces of life. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we have access to that which is divine. We dwell in the reality of its presence all the time. We are always in sacred space. There are no places on the earth that are more sacred than the earth. For the whole earth and this realm in which we are is all sacred space. And there is nowhere in space that is not sacred space, because it is all the evidence of the intelligence and the awesomeness of the presence of the absolute, which is infinite and eternal. We have to get out of that thought of worshiping men, particularly men who do not exalt and honor the divine feminine. Those who are oppressive, those who are suppressive, those who are repressive, those who will press upon you, those who feel entitled to put you at a disadvantage, so that they erroneously can have an advantage. That's what you all refer to as racism. But it's wickedness. It's the failure to fully understand duty, obligation, and responsibility as a living being to harmonize oneself and one's life with the laws that govern you. And there's no success, and there's no prosperity, and there's no real richness or wealth that anyone can have when they are out of alignment, out of attunement, in violation, ignoring, and disobeying the laws that govern existence itself. This is where we are able to be realigned, is understanding how to realign ourselves. And it requires a full, wholehearted commitment to stepping completely off the path of adulteration, to rebuke and revoke death as your fate or your destiny, and to do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves, to no longer support the violation of other beings, to not feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses, and imbue yourself with all manners of alcohol and tobacco and artificial colors and artificial flavors, which means that if we really get right, most of you would be out of jobs in a little bit of time. And that would be fine. Why? Because then you would be able to really focus on your purpose in being and not be distracted because you are so busy working jobs that don't need to be done. When so many people are employed in creating markets and industry in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, then you have those who are aligning themselves with sickness, illness, disease, and death. That is no success. That is tragedy and travesty. And if you are supporting those businesses by working and serving them, then now is your time to realign yourself by recommitting yourself to being all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence. And that absolute and supreme presence and its intelligence will give you the greater thought to know exactly what to do so that you are able to step completely upon the path of everlasting life and realign yourself with the virtues and character that are consistent with the truth of who you really are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment of eternity and the establishment of the absolute and eternal order. And you can participate or not. But it is your time to choose. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.